Welcome back to the show George Zimmerman cleans his guns to. The Cat Named Mo Show. The number one show with white supremacists that don't know he's black.
We're back. It's Cat Named Mo Show with you until 3. Thanks for hanging out. I didn't get up early on a weekend because I wanted to.
So you better appreciate it.
that bad roller?
Nah, man. You saying what's true to your heart.
All right, by the way, let me point. I like to point. Oh, well, let me go to the phones first. Ryan, you are on the Cat Named Mo Show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Mo, man. I'm a big fan, man. You're the best, man. You crack me up, man.
Ryan, call of the year. I'm just gonna say it, Roland. Call of the year,
absolutely.
Right here.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, brother. Yeah, what are you doing this weekend? You got any special plans? Or you just gonna kick it?
Listen, man. I'm feeling low, man. I'm coming off a DUI.
Oh.
But it got knocked down to a reckless, but it's still, they're treating me like it was a DUI. I still got to do everything that, you know, a DUI guy had to do.
Right. Can you talk about it for a second? I'm curious about this. How'd you get clipped?
Actually, I went and got my oil change. I'm in Wesley Chapel.
Right.
Went and got my oil change, right,
at a
Tuffy. And then I pull over 50 feet, and it's to a Beef Up Brady, same parking lot.
Right.
So I'm in there about an hour and a half. I was drinking, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, the conviction's already done. So, yeah, sure. They can't double jeopardy you.
So I come out, you know, and I'm sitting on my truck, engine not running. I listen to the radio, man.
Right.
Cop pulls up behind me, and it, you know, it goes from there. They take me to jail. So.
But wait, whoa, Ryan, you leaving out a little bit of something here. What time of the day was it?
It was like 6.
Okay,
6 p.m.
Okay,
it was still daylight.
Okay, that's my point. Why would a cop pull up behind you if you're just sitting in the parking lot at 6 p.m.?
Well, from the police record, somebody called.
Oh.
No, hold up. This is where the story deepens, man.
All right,
when I got my oil changed, my ex, her ex, he was working there, and we never got along, so I'm thinking that's what happened.
Well, let me ask you something. Why the hell would you, with all the oil change places in Florida, why would you take it to the one where your ex's ex is?
I didn't know he was there.
Oh.
I don't know where he is. I mean, this is like 15 years ago when all that old stuff went down. You know?
Right. I got you. Okay. Understandable. Okay. All right. Well, man, that sucks. But, you know, you might have learned a valuable lesson from it, which is don't go to Beef O'Brady's.
That's what I learned.
Wait, no, hold on, man. That's pretty good, man.
Or go to AutoZone. I don't know what's the lesson here. Don't go to Beef O'Brady's and take your car to AutoZone.
Yeah, if you got a truck, man, you should be changing your own oil.
Hey, but Mo, man, you're the best, dude.
All right.
Keep going, bro.
Ryan, thanks. I appreciate you, brother. Have a good weekend, man. All right. Don't let it get you down.
All right.
From Ryan to Crazy Patty. What's up, Crazy Patty?
Hi, it's Chris. How are you?
It's Chris?
Oh, yeah. Remember August of 91? Well, this is August 5th of 2017.
Oh, thank you. Okay, anyway. what the hell was that?
I thought that's who that was.
Did she say Crazy Patty?
Well, you know what? That's who I thought it was.
Oh, but she never said, hey, this is Crazy Patty.
No, but she was crazy.
Well, I would be curious. What did she say, and how did you understand it?
Well, no, I've heard that before on other shows, so I was just assuming that's who that was.
Okay.
Yeah, because it sounded crazy.
Never assume.
You're right.
Assume. I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah. Well, if we found out the date.
Lord, what time is it? And she's like, let me pull out my pocket watch. Out of my pocket.
Okay.
And see what time it is and find out why the hell she's that drunk. Damn, she's that. Oh, man, my pocket watch stopped.
Maybe it was from putting it in your pocket.
Oh, no. I'm going to need a new pocket watch. Stupid Jared and his cheap gift.
Does it have the date on it?
No.
How's the harmonica?
The harmonica's still fine.
Okay.
This is what I want to say, because I was looking, I was on Facebook, and I am, of course, friends with The Bone. And they posted this picture of Obama and Michelle giving them some birthday gift or something like that. A very, very benign post or whatever. And then people said this and people said that. You know, of course, you know, people bringing politics into non-political stuff. This is not a political post, this is a political statement. This is not having anything to do with sides, whether it was newsworthy. And stop saying this is when you go to the Bone page, don't go, well, this isn't news. The Bone, we're not a news organization. Yeah. No. What they do is they post stories that some people might find interesting. Not everybody is, but not everybody can be pleased by the same thing.
Right.
But to point out an article on the Bone page and say it isn't news is dumb.
Yes.
We're not a news station, okay?
Right.
That's not what we are. We're a talk station.
Yeah, entertainment.
Okay. And the website is not a news website. It's an entertainment website.
Right.
But which brings me to my point. There was like 5 to 6 to 7 posts of people that would post, who cares? Okay?
Okay.
If you take time out of your day, go on and comment on it and say, who cares? You know who cares? You do.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't care? The person that sees it on that page and says, meh,
and
whether
on.
They like it or not, think it's appropriate or not, and they move on. That person doesn't care. And I'm just trying to help you guys out in this age of social media.
Yes.
Which we'll be talking about the suicide eyebrow texter in a little bit. I just want to point this out. If you take the time to post, who cares? Or if you're listening to a radio show and you call up and say, who cares? You care. You are the person that cares, all right? Just trying to prevent you guys from sounding silly out there. That's a little my gift to you people, Jerrica, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't. The moment you say, who cares?
You I care. Agree with you.
You care. You absolutely care. Why did the phones blow up all of a sudden? Did I say I was going to give away tickets or something?
No. Well, Paul was saying that was Magnifico on the air.
Oh, was that? Oh, but Paul, hold on. Let me see. Is that Paul on too? Paul, was that Magnifico?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I wish they would have identified themselves. It was just so random and out of nowhere. All right.
Well, Roland had it right. She is not. She's calling from an insane asylum.
Oh, is Magnifico a woman? I thought it was a man.
No, it was her name. Yeah, that's what Mike called her.
I know, yeah. Okay, all right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the clarification. She called yesterday, and I think Roland had her on hold, but before I could get to her, she actually hung up. So is she still legitimately an insane asylum?
And on 6.
Yeah, they probably hung up on her.
Oh,
the nurses and all.
Wait, hold on. She's on 6. This is going to push Roland's Yankee the Cranky story back.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Magnifico?
Yeah, Chris Magnifico.
Oh, you have to. I'm sorry. I didn't understand that.
They keep disconnecting me here. Calling a lot of people.
Oh, I know. Yeah, those bastards.
That's phone screeners.
In 1991, it was about marriage on the radio up in New England, you know, on Metro Media Radio.
Of course, sure.
And that's the first time I ever saw him into a hospital.
Was in 1991?
1991. I was 30, and then I cleared everything up, and they dragged me back in when I was around 40 because of the homeless trip.
Right.
But they still didn't have to do that.
All right. Okay. Well, how long did you stay? When can you go and leave as you want?
I don't know yet.
Oh, is there anybody around you that we can ask?
I want to leave Florida, period.
You want to leave? Yeah, tell me about it, sister. Yeah. Where are you going to go if you leave Florida?
I want to go up north and I want to see my granddaughter, open my own business and restaurant.
Slow down, Magnifico. What type of restaurant would you open up?
Well, Italian restaurant, banquets and whatever.
Okay, all right, fair. Can you cook?
Yeah, I can. My father owned an Italian restaurant in Manchester, New Hampshire, Magnifico International.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
He had a little club there and a little entertainment, a little restaurant, and he had a bakery.
Okay, I'm a northern boy myself, so
he was a mechanic before that. He did construction.
Okay. A lot of people make the transition from cars to buffets.
Jack of all trades.
It's all grease,
my grandmother,
right?
Was, she delivered babies.
I don't even need to be a part of this.
You really don't.
She people deliver babies, and that's how I was born, father in church.
A lot of people are born from people that deliver babies. That's a preferred method.
My personal grandmother.
Sure.
Not everybody's born in a church.
No. A lot of people in the hospitals, but sure. All right, now listen to me.
They have changed hospitals. I've been to quite a few of them.
Of course.
You know, and I've been to regular hospitals, too. So.
Yes. All right, let me ask some. What are your plans for tonight?
I don't know. I want to go out for fresh air. I've been out. I came in here with the 3rd of August.
They haven't let you out since August 3rd?
No, it's been raining.
Oh, man.
2 days.
Man, world's changed.
This afternoon.
We got flying cars now. It's going to be an eye-opener for you when you get
out. Now I'm in McKenzie, Florida.
Okay.
Northeastern Florida State Hospital.
Okay, absolutely. All right, well, listen, what's on the menu?
I'm doing my primary care doctors back home every now and then.
Sure, I'm sure they love
they
that.
They accept collect calls.
Of course they do. let me ask you, was this a collect call?
No, this is 800.
Oh, okay. don't be putting this on my dime, Roland.
She dialed the 800 number.
All right, listen, love, Magnifico, I love you.
Give me a call here. You want the number?
Sure.
Drop in, you know.
Okay.
Take me out to dinner somewhere.
Take you out to dinner.
Game right now.
Well, wait a minute. Am I allowed to come there, take you out, and take you out to dinner and bring you back?
Well, that I should be able to discuss with team. But I haven't signed anything to be in here, and I got rid of my health care and everything.
Okay. Well,
Social security check.
I'm married. I don't know that my wife would appreciate if I made that drive to take you out.
Yeah, too, and bring the kids.
Oh,
well,
a family affair, Mo.
Well, we've always been friends.
Of course. Okay. Well, listen. Let me check.
Send a friend that way. Might enjoy my company.
Listen. I have enjoyed this call immensely. I can't imagine being in your presence would be any different than the lunacy of the call. But what I would say to you is, let me take your number. I'm gonna get Roland to get your number, and I will definitely give you a call. I can't promise you I'm gonna be able to make it.
Something in the mail or something.
Okay. Sure. All right. Send something in the mail, like what, a file? What do you? What do you ask? Send a calling card.
Lick or cake, Mo.
Let's keep this relationship on an 800 basis. Okay.
She wants you to send her makeup.
You want makeup?
You're not listening.
Is that what you would like?
Well, like Maybelline eyeshadow pack or something like that. Something, whatever.
All right. This is what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
I will. Do they still make L'Oreal?
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will get Roland to get your number, and then I'll get your
perfume.
And then hold on. Damn. You
got a wish list.
I'm trying to finance a wardrobe. All right, listen to me. I'll send you something, all right? Thanks for the call, Magnifico. I'm going to put you on hold, and Roland's going to get your number. There you go. Roland, hold on, wait. I think I did something. There it is. She's on hold. All right. Okay, now we have to go to break. I know I promised you a story, and I'm going to tell you that story when we come back about Roland getting busted
hands on
and I'll make it so that it is in terms where if you have children in the car you don't have to change the station. That's the service I provide here, because I do care. I would never post on a thread who cares or call a show and goes who cares, because I am smart enough to know that that would then indicate that I care, and I'm going to be an idiot like that. This is the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.